From the best-selling Heroes of History series, Emerald Books presents Laura Ingalls Wilder, A Storybook Life by Janet and Jeff Benge. Read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. For information about other titles from this outstanding series that brings history to life, please visit ywampublishing.com or call 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. The Family Storyteller. The scene was hard for Laura Ingalls Wilder to take in as she stood to speak at the 1937 Detroit Children's Book Fair. The place was packed with people who had come to hear her speak and have her autograph their copies of her books. Laura felt anxious. She had never spoken to such a large crowd. After all, what did she have to say? She was just a farmer's wife from Missouri. She had been content in that role all her life, and she still thought of herself that way. Then one day, she had put pen to paper and had begun to write down some of the stories from her youth. She had no idea when she started whether people would even want to read her stories. But they did, and now she was a famous author. And that was why the crowd was pressing in to the book fair, to catch a glimpse of her and listen to what she had to say. It was all a little odd, really, and if the truth be told, Laura would much rather have been back home on the farm, feeding the cows, than standing in front of this crowd. On the farm, she felt happy and secure, not anxious and exposed as she did right now. But her publisher had wanted her to attend the children's book fair. So here she was, for better or for worse, ready to speak to the crowd. Laura had to admit to herself that it was flattering that so many people had shown up to hear her. But the two people she would have wanted most to be there were not. They were both long since dead, buried side by side in a cemetery in South Dakota. But it was because of them that she was here today in Detroit. Ma and Pa Ingalls were responsible for her being who she was. The years Laura had spent growing up with them on the prairie had shaped Laura's character and molded her. It was they who had taught her the importance of getting an education, of picking yourself up and going on after you have been knocked down by life's misfortunes, of being cheerful and courageous, and of finding the little, everyday pleasures in life. And these were all the lessons Laura had tried to communicate through her stories of life growing up on the prairie. As the moderator introduced her, how Laura wished that Ma and Pa could see her now. They had died before she had ever put pen to paper. Ma had always made sure that Laura and her sisters attended school when they could, and that at least one or two books were always in the house to read. And how proud Pa would be. Pa had always been the family storyteller, and Laura could still hear his voice and booming laugh. But while Pa had held her spellbound as a child with his stories, fate had made her, Laura, the teller of the Ingalls family saga of life on the prairie. And what a saga it had been.